It is 9 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, progress on the fire lines. Crews are finally getting a handle on that fast-moving wildfire in Antioch tonight.
Currently, the fire is at 80% containment.
That fire jumped more than 500 acres between 6 and 8 o'clock tonight. It is 80% contained at this hour, as you just heard. Evacuation orders had been in place for people living closest to the Contra Loma Regional Park, but that, too, is changing for the better at this hour. This is Contra Costa County Fire Inspector Lisa Martinez.
Evacuation order is only in place for Grimsby Drive. All the other people that were evacuated earlier can return to their place of residence.
Again, that evacuation order has been lifted everywhere but Grimsby Drive. Now, strong winds and triple-digit temperatures drove that fire through hours, drove it through dry grass and brush, brought on by 4 years of drought. This is CAL FIRE's Daniel Berland.
We are well into fire season. In fact, we're experiencing conditions right now that we would typically see at the peak or even later into the fire season.
In Southern California, evacuation orders are in effect for 1,000 residents in the city of Santa Clarita, north of Los Angeles. More from correspondent Jim Roop.
Since January 1st, there have been just under 2,500 fires in dry, parched California. The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection says that's about a 50% increase in what the number would normally be. Staffing is already at peak levels. That's more than a month early. And air tankers, normally not brought in until late summer, are already here and already in use.
Near South Lake Tahoe tonight, more than 900 firefighters are fighting the Washington fire. Since Saturday, more than 17,000 acres have been burned. Larry Lucas with the U.S. Forest Service says that fire is just 10% contained.
You're going to see that number increase probably pretty quickly now because we've made significant progress on getting a lot of lines in on a lot of aspects, various locations along the perimeter of fire.
Now, that fire was sparked by a lightning strike on Saturday, and the flames are just 3 miles from the town of Markleyville, which is 30 miles from South Lake Tahoe. A decision on same-sex marriage could come any day. The U.S. Supreme Court has until Monday to issue what will be a landmark ruling on two issues. But as KGO 810's Mike Simpson reports, all eyes are on tomorrow.
Margaret Russell, professor of law at Santa Clara University, who says we're dealing with two separate issues here. First, do gay couples have a fundamental right to marry? And second, do states have to recognize marriages performed in other states? How will things go?
I won't call myself optimistic, but I certainly think that at least one of the two major questions will be answered in favor of same-sex marriage.
Justice Anthony Kennedy's usually viewed as the swing vote, but Chief John Roberts had some interesting questions during arguments, and even he wasn't alone.
Probably Breyer would go for sort of the equal protection approach, equality.
And now to another story we first brought you here on the Drex Radio Show last night. Tiny cracks have been found in the rods supporting the tower on the new eastern span of the Bay Bridge. But as KGO 810's Kristen Haynes reports, depending on who you talk to, this isn't considered a catastrophic problem.
Chief Bridge Engineer Brian Maroney says the cracking problem could be widespread, but he says the cracks seem to fix themselves as they go deeper into the rod. But the bridge is still safe.
The load tests that we just performed demonstrated that the base of the tower is very capable of performing very well.
But metallurgic engineer Lisa Fulton says the cracks concern her.
It tells me that many more of those rods probably have cracks, and therefore they can be ready to snap at any time, not necessarily in an earthquake.
And now to marijuana. It has long been a problem in Mendocino and Humboldt counties, but now it's an out-of-control problem. A major crackdown this week recovered 15,000 plants, all of them destroyed. But Lieutenant Wayne Hansen with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Department says it's really a losing battle.
If we did 5 search warrants a week times 50 weeks, we do 250 search warrants a year. There's over 5,000 separate grow sites in the county of Humboldt, you can see from Google Earth.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 9:04.
What bothers you most about your old windows? Over the last 15 years, Kathleen and I have listened.
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows to provide great customer service. 15 years later, they've become California's number one window replacement company.
So many of our customers tell us that their old single-pane windows don't keep the street noise out, the neighbor's mower sounds like it's in their living room, and every time the wind blows, it makes a howling sound.
American Vision Windows has the solution, the sound package. It's one of our favorite window upgrades.
And right now, you can get a free upgrade to the sound package, plus free expert installation from American Vision Windows and Solar. Simply call 888-845-2541.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows and Solar.
Enjoy the peace and quiet you deserve with a free upgrade to the sound package. Call 888-845-2541 or AmericanVisionWindows.com. Now serving San Diego. CSLB number 778-326.
It is 9:05 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We'll start in Campbell again. This look at traffic is brought to you by San Francisco Symphony. Southbound 17 at Camden Avenue. It's a three-vehicle accident. One of those vehicles hit so hard that its motor came out. It's still blocking the left lanes. You've got oil all over the road. Traffic is holding steady, stopped back to just before East Hamilton Avenue. Livermore, it's construction causing some frustration. 580 eastbound, your stop and go from Airway Boulevard to Portola Avenue. Westbound direction is actually barely moving from Airway almost to El Charro. Cordelia, 680 southbound, more construction. Crews are repaving, and you've got some stop-and-go stuff from Gold Hill Road almost to Lopes Ranch Road. And in San Leandro, southbound on the Nimitz, something to watch out for at 238. There's a solo vehicle accident there. It's a spin-out, and they're sticking out in the lanes a bit now. Johnny Mathis joins the San Francisco Symphony. The legendary singer performs a concert of greatest hits, including Wonderful, Wonderful, and Chances Are, on July 2nd and 3rd. Tickets and information at 415-864-6000 or visit sfsymphony.org. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the A's beat the Rangers tonight in Texas 8-2. The Giants up 6-0 behind a Buster Posey grand slam over the San Diego Padres. Ryan Vogelsong now with six innings of five-hit baseball, no runs. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Well, it's going to be hot. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
So if it's not hot enough for you today with the 90s inland, just wait till tomorrow. We'll get you up into the triple digits inland. Don't worry, the heat is not going to reach the coast. It will be a warmer day on the coast. We are going to notice that the heat eases on Friday. It's a much cooler day for coast and bay, mid-60s to mid-90s.
Saturday, still warm, and those inland highs on Sunday still going to be somewhere in the mid to upper 80s. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got 67 degrees in San Jose, 60 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell him to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
You are listening to the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. You can join us on Facebook at KGO Radio or on Twitter at Generation Drex. And we have John Lobertini from the KGO newsroom in here, and he has a special story that we talked about earlier, and he broke tonight, and we're going to chat about it now. Thank you very much, John, for joining us.
Well, you know, Drex, this is the life of a reporter. You get people who call you and say, hey, this is going on. This might be interesting. And, you know, one or two out of ten work. And this one is just, it's unbelievable. But given the current state of the correction system, you can see why it's happening. So
I think it's going to cause outrage.
Well, The clock is really ticking on this guy. He really, and this story is of significance here in San Francisco because San Francisco is one of the places where he could end up as early as this weekend. Now, he is 53-year-old David Weider. He was convicted of killing a 20-year-old developmentally disabled man in 1980, but not before beating, choking, and forcing Mike Morganti to dig his own grave in the foothills east of Fresno.
Mike never fought back. He was 6'5" and never, ever took a shovel and took a swing at them at all. All he did was beg for them to stop, and they didn't.
Vicki Van Dyne is his sister. She was 10 years old when her brother was brutally murdered. She's been to six parole hearings, and she says Weidert consistently shows no remorse, no understanding about the killing.
He talks about, like, well, you know, then we stabbed him, and then we hit him, and then we hit him some more, and then, well, we stabbed him. He was sitting on the edge of the grave, and he basically goes through the whole thing. And the commissioner says, so why didn't you stop? I want him to grapple with what's the evil inside. He blames it on moving, and he also says, well, we were young, you know, we were kids. And the commissioners all say, kids that are acting out drive fast and do drugs. They don't do what you do. Do you get that? And he doesn't get it.
Good God.
Now, about A half dozen elected officials in the state legislature, including State Senator Jim Bell from San Jose, Henry Perea, Kathleen Galgiani, Jim Patterson from the Fresno-Stockton area, all lobbying the governor to block this parole. He's also getting, he's being peppered with letters and calls from disability groups as well, because this guy was, again, a developmentally disabled young man. Now, I talked to the governor's office today, and they tell me that Jerry Brown has until the close of business on Friday to make a decision. David Weidert has been accepted to halfway houses in San Francisco and Los Angeles.
Why? Okay, so if he, this is such an egregious, horrible murder, why is he even up for parole? Where's the life sentence?
Well, he was convicted of life in prison without parole. He spent, but over the course of his sentence, the infamous Judge Rose Byrd overturned the death penalty in California, and there were a number of other rulings that affected this guy's sentencing. His life in prison without parole was changed to 25 years to life with the possibility of parole. He's, as I noted, gone through six parole hearings. He's down at the Soledad State Prison, which is south of Salinas, which is where Sirhan Sirhan, if he's still alive, has been kept for many, many years. And really the state of corrections in California is that we are rehabilitating. You know, we've got prison realignment. They're releasing dangerous criminals to ease prison overcrowding. We've got Prop 47, where people are not being placed in jails or prisons for significant amounts of time for certain crimes. And this, in all likelihood, falls under that umbrella.
808-0810, agree or disagree that this man should be let out? I'm all about rehabilitation, 808-0810, but not for a convicted murderer, and especially this way. I mean, it's just a horrible, horrible story. He was disabled. You know, he was beaten. He was choked. He was forced to dig his own grave. So on and
it's,
so forth.
It's too much. Yeah, I don't care how many years you've been behind bars. It's too much. And the fact that if it's in fact a fact, I mean,
he was an adult at the time when he did it.
He shows no remorse. What the hell? That's
and,
nuts.
And, you know, if this was, you know, a sister alleging this, you know, I might look at it with a more critical eye. But apparently a number of those parole commissioners have quizzed him repeatedly about his responses and his actions. And she says he's got a pretty good lawyer, and he's been coached what to say and what not to say. And, you know, he spent 33, 35 years in prison. He was 18 years old when he committed this crime. Apparently, they talked this 20-year-old, Mike Morganti, into serving as sort of their lookout while they robbed a doctor's office where Weidert worked. And then Morganti felt bad about it, turned to his parents. They took him to the police department. The police department started to poke around. Initially, nothing came of it. But then they continued to poke around. And as the walls started closing in, they decided, and I say they, there is a, you know, David Weidert, and he had an accomplice. Mm-hmm. And they were both actually the sons of very prominent people. And that accomplice, with the help of his father, who I'm told was a federal agent at the time, turned state's evidence and was allowed to walk. That wouldn't happen today. And Weidert took the hit, and he was sentenced to life in prison without parole. But that is why. But as the walls were closing in and the investigation was getting closer to them, they decided that it was the wise thing to do to get rid of the only witness that at the time seemed willing to talk. So, again, they took him into the foothills east of Fresno. His sister tells me that they not only made him dig the grave, but they made him lay down in it a couple of times to see if it was deep enough.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, he needs to stay shackled up, and maybe he can dig graves, you know, for free, you know, for the state. He should be put to work for the rest of his life.
Is there anything, you know, teeter-tottering back and forth with the parole board's decision to say, well, he was 18, but that still teenager or he was young. Well, I don't.
You know what I was told?
Justify this in my mind anyway.
You know what I was told is that parole nowadays considers the crime less than they used to. That parole has a lot more to do with what you've done since you've been in prison, how you behave when you're in prison. And if you've been the, quote, model inmate, those are the majority of the factors that are considered when you come up for parole. The crime itself is still in play, but more importantly, what have you done? How have you comported yourself behind bars?
Don't you think, and don't you think that they're thinking about what the repercussions of this will be by the general public when and if they do let this man out of prison?
Well, you know, a lot of this has to do with what sort of attention is it going to get? I mean, when he was paroled in January.
You're step A.
Well, when he was paroled at the end of January, and bear in mind that when you're paroled, there is a 3-4-5 month window before you're actually released. When he was paroled at the end of January, a very good television station in Fresno did a 2.5 minute news story on it. And but from there, it apparently didn't gain any traction. And a friend of mine who is a former reporter herself sent an email and said, you should look at this. And I looked at it and, you know, we have the ability to more easily turn a story like this in radio because we can pick up the phone and talk to these people and, you know, things are just considerably less restrictive. And I was blown away. I mean, I could see the players.
I can,
you know,
I would imagine anybody listening is thinking the same thing. How could this happen?
You know, she said that he was 20 years old. He had graduated from high school. He was living, transitioning to a life on his own. He had his own apartment, but he wanted to fit in. And she said, you know, he was 20 years old, but mentally he was maybe 12 or 13 or 14. He was just, she said, if you met him, you would have thought he was younger. He processed things a little slower than a lot of people, but that there was just his maturity was not there. And she said all he ever wanted to do was fit in. And when these two guys said, hey, come with us, we're doing this thing, do this for us, he was like, okay, yeah, hey, I'm in. I'm you know, making friends. I'm
very
part of the
childlike
crowd. I'm on my own. And, you know, sadly, it went the way it did.
It's very shocking.
I can't stand it. I did exactly what I shouldn't have done and Googled him. And I'm like, oh, seeing a picture of the kid.
Yeah, he's a sweet-looking kid.
Cute blonde kid.
Well, John Lobertini, thank you very much for the exclusive. And we shall see what they do, the right thing or the wrong thing.
Well, yeah, and we'll know by the close of business on Friday. So we'll have something here on the Drex Radio Show.
All right. Thank you very much, John.
If they let him out, he's all mine. Look out, David.
Yeah, no, I'd run from that.
It's a good idea. All right, we're going to lighten things up, and we'll be right back with more of the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Join me, Brian Copeland, for Theater Row, an inside look at the Bay Area theater scene every Sunday at 2:45 p.m., brought to you by SHN, where 2015-2016 season memberships are on sale now. Guarantee seats to 6 Broadway musicals in San Francisco, including the Tony Award-winning The Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, the hit show Beautiful, the Carol King musical, and the critically acclaimed Cabaret. For more information about becoming a member, visit shnsf.com.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-5191 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-5191. That's 888-999-5191.
It's time to take care of one of your biggest investments with a great deal from Zero Res. Call now to take advantage of the June summer special. 3 rooms clean for $119, and Zero Res will clean a hallway for free. Call 877-321-0739.
Hi, this is Dr. Alfred De La Cruz, a Diamond Certified Dentist in San Ramon, and I am a KGO Radio listener. Go to KGOradio.com and use the Diamond Certified directory. Each company is rated highest in quality and is guaranteed.
What if your phone wasn't just a phone? With Ardio, it isn't. It's a musical fire hose ready to pump your ears full of music. It's a musical bloodhound tracking down that one perfect station based on your favorite artist or genre. Go get it, boy. With Ardio, your phone isn't just a phone. Download the free Ardio app right now and get your music any way you want for free until you say otherwise. That's R-D-I-O. Ardio. Tuned to you.
Jeremy was an uncontrollable alcoholic, and no matter what he tried, he couldn't escape his cravings.
I was absolutely torturing and destroying my family. I loved them more than I loved myself, but I just couldn't do it.
In a moment of desperation, he called his mother.
I begged her, find me something. Just please find me something. I need help.
It seemed utterly hopeless until his mom found My Life Recovery Centers.
She called me up and said, I think we found our miracle, and it sounded way too good to be true.
It involves a totally unique outpatient procedure.
It sounds so far-fetched. Within 2.5 hours of having my implant done, I couldn't have cared less about having a drink. I mean, it was that almost immediate.
The results are stunning.
The cravings don't come back. It was a godsend. It literally saved my life. I found a way out.
If you suffer from alcohol or opiate addiction, call My Life Recovery Centers. 800-653-1238. Find your way out. 800-653-1238. 800-653-1238. Physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I bet you don't remember this song.
I do not.
It's Fanny Pack.
There was a band called Fanny Pack?
Yes, there was.
Those
it was
are
an
back.
80s thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but not so much the camel toe. Okay.
Back when I was very young and first in San Francisco and hips and all that lower hate, blah, 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 the girl at the coffee shop I always went to gave me her cassette tape for her band called Camel Toe.
Oh, well.
The band was Camel Toe.
Okay.
The record was Gold Lame.
Okay.
Get it? Gold Lame,
here,
Camel
listen.
Toe.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Thank you. That was such a big thing when I last did my last morning show that we had to have it on the hotkeys all the time. It was a go-to thing. Brings back memories.
Because you had guests walk in with camel toe, so
yeah,
you'd just
I had a lot of ladies on the show, so, you know, every once in a while, one of the other ladies would call them out and say, hit it, Drex. Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's the lady-on-lady thing, of course.
Oh, yes. Man. Harsh.
Yes. A man, you definitely don't say anything.
Men get moose knuckles, I thought. Is there a difference?
No. I guess. Well, okay, there's a reason why that we played that. It's good to see our country's scientific resources are devoted to the really important issues, like, let's say, hiding the outline of your lady parts. So, this company, SeamlessThread.com, has just released a new line of underwear specifically designed to eliminate that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and they're not being subtle about it. The brand is called Camel No.
Oh, how clever.
Yes. They use medical-grade silicone to make the underwear, quote, the same stuff that is actually used for breast enhancements. It won't bunch. It takes the temperature of your body. And when you sweat, it won't create a smell. If the underwear is a success, they could expand it to other clothing lines like yoga pants and skinny jeans.
But will I look like, I don't know, not like a man, but like a Ken doll and just have that little lump?
I don't know.
That's what I'm worried about.
They say no.
You might have a lump.
No. They say that's why they're using medical-grade silicone.
Still, yeah. If that's the stuff they use in padded bras... So just a thin sheet of it will do the trick, I guess.
I suppose. One pair costs between $26 and $30. There's no word when they'll be shipping them yet, but
could our delicates just get more embarrassing?
I don't know, Heathers. I don't know. I don't know. And now, ladies and gentlemen, now let's move along here. What's your favorite television show says about your personality? This is fun. these things tend to be about as accurate as your horoscope, but here's what they found. All right.
Well, you know my favorite show, right? Or should I write it on a piece of paper
here.
And you can turn
it over later?
Here. Okay.
I know what it is. Okay. If your favorite shows are sitcoms like Modern Family and The Big Bang Theory, you're more likely to have an active imagination, more likely to take risks, and more likely to recycle. Who knew? Who knew? So you take risks, but you do recycle. Well, good for you. Congratulations. All right. If you enjoy competitive shows like The Voice or The Biggest Loser, you're more likely to be considerate, cooperative, sympathetic, and trusting. I would say that comes more probably from The Biggest Loser than The Voice. I think you'd be an egomaniac watching Adam Levine up there. Maybe not.
Well, he's the egomaniac, so yes. You've got to be some kind of weird suck-up.
And
maybe.
This is random. Also, if you're watching The Voice or The Biggest Loser or competitive shows, competitive reality shows, and this is random, but you're also more likely to be a good bargain shopper, which is probably good because you're probably more likely to be into fashion, too. I suppose. If you like current shows, you're more likely to be thorough when it comes to your work. But that just doesn't mean you just watch the news. It applies to shows like Saturday Night Live and The Daily Show. So, is this going to be your show? I thought you would say The Daily Show.
Well, it is one of them. Now I'm realizing I have more than one favorite show.
and if you watch really popular shows, no matter what they are, well, you're that person, you're the extrovert, and you just do it so that you can talk about them with the people who you work with the next day.
Silly.
Yeah, you get sucked
into
that.
Nobody talks about TV at work the next day.
No, it's not like it used to be because we have so many choices.
Right.
And things are DVR'd and everything's on a different timeline.
Yep.
Yeah. And everything's on demand.
Right. Yeah. And one of the biggest words in the world is spoiler alert.
Isn't it really? You know, it really is a strange thing. It's very rare that I end up watching a live show anymore. I'm just thinking now, you know, because even if
isn't that funny?
Right.
Remember
right.
what the world used to be like?
Before the DVR.
Somebody's yelling at you from the family room. Drax, hurry! Little House on the Prairie's coming on. Oh, my God. Theme song's almost over. Hurry.
Right. Good night, Jim Bob.
That's the Waltons.
Good night, Mary Ellen. More
like,
of the Drex Radio Show.
Hurry up and finish popping that corn and get down here.
Yes. You're going to miss the ending. Let's take a break and we'll be back. There is a new Spider-Man nobody you'd recognize. Plus, there are rules to live by when you are Spider-Man. Oh, yes. It's kind of odd. And Anakin Walker is in trouble. Did you know that?
Get out.
Mm-hmm. We'll discuss. More of the Late Night Late Show wrap up along with some more, stupid news and senseless, idiotic behavior on the way. Yes. On the Drex Radio Show as we wrap it up. Yep. On KGOA 10.
Here's a crazy idea from Cash Call Mortgage. Take the mortgage you closed in the last year and look at redoing it at today's 15-year fixed 2.99% rate and APR with no closing costs. Just call 877-890-CASH, and with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much your payment could drop with the do-over refi. And you won't pay any points, deposits, or fees. None. It's so easy. Just do the regular paperwork, most of which you already did for your last refi, and we'll do the rest. So make the cash call at 877-890-CASH for today's 15-year fixed 2.99% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs. The do-over refi, only from Cash Call Mortgage. Call 877-890-CASH and see for yourself.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal housing lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 413-1083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
For over 75 years, GEICO's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Hi, I'm Larry Baer from the San Francisco Giants. The new acute care and trauma center at San Francisco General Hospital is opening to serve patients this December. But funds are needed to supply the new center with the most advanced life-saving equipment available. Answer the call at heartofourcity.org.
All right, we're talking about show business and random things, but Bobby Christina has now been moved to hospice after months in the hospital. We'll chat about that, and I'll give you the latest coming up. But first, let's check in with John Libertini in the KGO newsroom.
Well, Drex, our top story at the bottom of the hour is a story we've been following all night, and there is progress to report on the fire lines. Crews are finally getting a handle on that fast-moving wildfire in Antioch tonight.
Currently, the fire is at 80% containment.
That fire jumped to more than 500 acres between 6 and 8 o'clock tonight. It is, as you heard, 80% contained at this hour. Evacuation orders had been in place for people living closest to the Contra Loma Regional Park, but that, too, is changing for the better. Contra Costa County Fire Inspector Lisa Martinez.
Evacuation order is only in place for Grimsby Drive. All the other people that were evacuated earlier can return to their place of residence.
Again, that evacuation order has been lifted everywhere but Grimsby Drive. Strong winds and triple-digit temperatures drove that fire for hours through dry grass and brush brought on by 4 years of drought. Keep an eye on your car. New figures show the Bay Area has the highest rate of auto theft in the entire nation, and one city is worse than all the others, as KGO 810 Scott Lettieri reports.
There were nearly 30,000 car thefts in the Bay Area last year, and San Francisco led the way.
San Francisco, we have car thefts that are reported, honestly, every few hours.
San Francisco Police Officer Grace Katz-Pandan, who says a big reason why the numbers are so high is that individuals involved in other crimes often steal a car, dump it, then steal another one.
It's not necessarily them going out and stealing cars from people's driveways. It's also stealing from rental car companies.
And the number one car stolen in San Francisco, still the Honda Civic.
President Barack Obama finally getting that fast-track trade authority he's been seeking after the Senate sealed the deal this afternoon. Correspondent Athena Jones.
This gives the president the right to have Congress vote an up or down vote on a trade deal, an international trade deal, making it very, very possible now for him to seal the deal on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That's a deal with about a dozen Asian and Pacific nations.
Getting rid of the Confederate flag from the South Carolina State House not going as smoothly as first thought. State Representative Billy Chumley, who voted against opening a debate over the flag, said his constituents want it to remain on the grounds, and he seemed to question why the victims in the Charleston shooting didn't do more to defend themselves.
These people sat in there and waited their turn to be shot. That's sad. And somebody in there with a means of self-defense could have stopped this and would have had less funerals than we're having.
Congressman Mark Sanford from Washington called Chumley's statement just wrong.
I don't think any of us can predict how others will react. And to attempt to do so and call somebody cowardice because somebody's shooting at you and you don't run toward the gun, I think is a bizarre statement.
Chumley is also a farmer and a member of the Sons of Confederate Veterans Heritage Group. He says he maintains the Confederate flag debate was actually settled in 2000 and should not be revisited. Meanwhile, parishioners returned to the Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston today for the first time since nine people were viciously killed. The Bible study, says correspondent Martin Savage, was about support and healing.
There were victims' family that were inside this Bible study. It uplifted a lot of people. At times there was laughter and there was even smiles. And of course, there was prayer.
Convicted Boston Marathon bomber Yochar Tsarnaev was formally sentenced to death today for the 2013 terror attacks. Lynn Julian, one of the survivors of the bombing, was in the courtroom when Tsarnaev apologized to victims and survivors.
I regret having ever wanted to hear him speak because what he said showed no remorse, no regret, and no empathy for what he's done to our lives.
An appeal is automatic in federal death penalty cases. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 9:34.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. K
KARS, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
It is 9:35 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. Back to Campbell. It's been an issue there on southbound 17 to Camden Avenue for quite a while now. This look at traffic is brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking. It's an accident involving an overturned vehicle that's been blocking the left lanes. CHP said about a half hour ago that the lanes should be reopened any time now. Maybe they were supposed to have done it maybe even 5 minutes ago, but jam-ups remain solid back to just before Hamilton Avenue. In fact, traffic's really not moving, but any moment now, those lanes should be open. Still in Livermore, construction on 580 eastbound got you stop and go from Airway Boulevard to about Portola Avenue. And Cordelia, 680 southbound, construction doing paving there, so your stop and go still between Gold Hill Road and Lopes Ranch Road. Oakland Airport now offering 3 days of free parking when you fly new flights to any one of 10 cities all summer long. From New Orleans to Tijuana, from Nashville to Houston Intercontinental, fly OAK and park free. Get the details at oaklandairport.com/parkfree. OAK, park close, fly on time. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
The Oakland A's beat the Texas Rangers tonight 8-2, and behind another Buster Posey grand slam and six innings of five-hit, no-run baseball, Giants up on the San Diego Padres still 6-0 in the bottom of the seventh. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. It's a scorcher. Maybe the hottest day of the year is just hours away. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
It's expecting low 100s inland, upper 60s at the coast. It is going to be a sunny one from coast to inland with the quick warm-up expected. As we head towards Friday, though, numbers will begin to drop. Temperatures mid-60s to mid-90s. The cooling will be most noticeable at the coast and bay. Inland areas, you'll have to wait another day, and by Saturday, you'll start to feel it.
And the cool down will provide another couple of degrees on Sunday, but still warm and comfortable. Right now around the Bay Area, we've still got 78 degrees in Fairfield. It's 73 in Livermore, 71 Walnut Creek, 77 in Concord, 62 Oakland, 60 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
It's the way she walks, the way she talks. The girl in the king shirt, take me home, San Francisco. Can't stop thinking about the girl in the king shirt.
I hate the same.
Love that.
That was about the diner at 9th and Irving, right? Yeah.
Guess so.
Yeah.
It's a fun neighborhood.
Yeah, okay. Well, the force is not with Jake Lloyd. Not only did he lead police on a high-speed chase, he attacked his own mother. He was the young Anakin Skywalker, assaulted his mother.
Before, ooh.
Yeah, led cops on that high-speed chase. Apparently he suffers from schizophrenia. And back in March, he went off on his meds and showed up at her house and started yelling and, you know, yelling that she ruined his life. He allegedly knocked his mother down. Wow, three or four times, stomped on her down the stairs. However, she refused to press charges and saying he's not a violent person. Isn't this the same guy that was in trouble over the weekend with some drinking thing?
Don't ask me. Yeah, I would never know anybody from a Star Wars movie.
I don't know. Oh, Heather, what's wrong with you? You're not on pins and needles waiting? Let me see. How far out are we? Well, we have 7 days until Terminator Genesis. I don't have the countdown for Star Wars. 10 more days until Independence Day, 24 more days until Mandela Day, and 34 more days until World Hepatitis Day. And now
Oh my God.
Yeah. I think that we need to mention this.
How are you going to celebrate? Oh, I think I'll shoot up.
Please don't. Or there will be no celebration. We need to mention this. Bobby Christina Brown, yes, Whitney Houston's daughter, has been moved to hospice after care, you know, in for months in the hospital. This has been going on right before the Grammys, right, you know, the anniversary of her mother's death. In a statement Wednesday, today, her aunt, Pat Houston, said Whitney Houston's daughter's condition has worsened. Despite the great medical care at numerous facilities, Bobby Christina Brown's condition has continued to deteriorate. And as of today, she's moving into hospice care. Now, Brown, 22, was found face down and unresponsive in that bathtub in her Atlanta area home on January 31st, right before the Grammys. And remember, this is how her mother died in Los Angeles. She underwent surgery to replace her breathing tube. And anyway, it's, as they say, it's in God's hands. So on a much more serious, well, you can't get any more serious than that, but.
Well, paranoid note.
Right, right. Well, she, it looks like she was, according to TMZ, a victim of a nefarious plot by her boyfriend, Nick Gordon, who secretly stole cash from her, Whitney Houston, you know, Whitney Houston's inheritance that she inherited, and physically abused her, according to Bobby's conservator. And Bobby Christina's estate filed a $40 million lawsuit against Gordon on Wednesday. Now, I don't know where this guy's going to get that money. He don't have anything. Accusing Gordon of regularly transferring funds from her account, Bobby Christina's, to his account. And get this, if this is true, this is how crazy this is, including $11,000 after she'd fallen into the coma. Who does this? Well, apparently this guy, if you believe what they're alleging. The docs also say that Gordon was beating Bobby Christina and one occasion dragged her upstairs by her hair. He also allegedly punched her in the face and knocked out a front tooth. Bobby Christina intended to reveal the abuse that she was suffering to a close friend. And according to these docs, she had set up a time to meet with that friend on January 31st. But she never made it. Instead, Bobby Christina was found face down in that bathtub that morning with a swollen mouth and another tooth knocked out. The lawsuit doesn't squarely blame Gordon for those injuries, but strongly hints at it. And as TMZ has been reporting, police have been investigating Nick. Boy, it's just a mess.
That was so long ago. I mean, it just seems horrible that it wasn't investigated sooner. I thought they did some work, but yeah, I guess nothing ties it to him.
6 months out.
Except for now, a motive.
And a $40 million lawsuit. I can tell you one thing. This dude doesn't have, he doesn't even have $11,000 because I'm sure whatever he took out of her account, he's already spent.
It's such a bummer. I mean, if you're not married to somebody, don't give them access to your money.
No, the whole thing is really sad. It really is. And I hope, you know, in the name of Whitney, who I adored, and obviously the world didn't really get to know Bobby Christina, but that the families can make peace with each other, because the Browns and the Houstons, you know, that's a mess also. I hope for the best.
I guess they only have to get along for one day.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, you'd like to think. Okay, so 19-year-old British actor Tom Holland is the new Spider-Man. His first Spider-Man movie is scheduled to drop on July of 2017, so you've got another year. And we have heard rumors that Spider-Man will appear in Captain America: Civil War, but no official word yet. That one comes out next May. And by the way, there was a little bit. This comes from, once again, those leaked emails still biting Sony in the ass. A newly released agreement between Marvel and Sony Pictures reveals that Sony had very strict orders when it came to the on-screen depiction of Spider-Man. And again, this came out through those, you know, North Korean
EmailGate, whatever
yes,
it was.
EmailGate with Sony.
Oh, God.
Yeah. For instance, he had to be Caucasian and straight. He couldn't have sex with anyone under 16 as the character, and couldn't smoke or abuse alcohol, and he couldn't
distribute
illegal drugs. And he couldn't use foul language beyond PG-13.
Wait.
So
hang on a second. They mean the character in the film actor?
I think, because I'm reading the story about the leak, that they meant the individual who's playing it.
Okay, that makes more sense. Okay. But still, it's a little weird.
But I haven't updated. Let me see here. As per the 2011 agreement between Sony and Marvel, Tom is white, and we assume he's straight. Although his real-life sexuality is not an issue, it's the character who can't be gay. But I guess that this was part of one of the leaked emails, part that we're not supposed to see. But we did. Thank you, North Korea, I suppose. Whatever. Okay. So bizarre. I thought we'd be number one or number two. I was thinking Seattle would be number one. City's most obsessed with coffee. But we're not, and they're not.
What?
Yeah. Top 10 cities obsessed with, you know, a coffee. Look.
Portland.
No.
What?
No, we're talking about, it's, you know, the rest of America might every once in a while pop for the $6 cup of coffee, but some cities where love turns into weird stalking obsession, that's what we're talking about here right now. So, no, number one is Miami Beach, Florida. Boca Raton's number two. Well, Boca, they have nothing else to do. I mean, come on, it's Boca.
Coffee's come to Florida.
Yeah, we're going to get some coffee. Let's have some more coffee, you know? We love our coffee, okay? That's what they do in Boca, all right? Santa Monica's number three. Seattle's number four.
Okay.
I thought they'd be number one. Sarasota's number five. San Francisco's number six.
Sarah?
Yeah.
Freaking soda?
Delray Beach, Florida is number seven.
What
Newport Beach
hell?
Is number eight. Santa Fe is number nine. Kendall, Florida. Well, the Floridians, they've got the cap. Well, they have a lot of time to drink coffee.
Remind me what this list is again?
The city's most obsessed with coffee.
Wow.
Where it turns in, the love turns into a weird stalking obsession.
Okay. So they have all the weird coffee places jumping
five.
Up.
Five out of ten are in Florida.
Cold brew and all that stuff.
Well, you know, you've got your seniors who are just waiting it out, and then you've got your wild, wild east. Okay. All right, it's time for the good news. Let's get to it. That's on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in the Bay Area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Bay Area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. The Bay Area is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-359-5793. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-359-5793. That's 1-800-359-5793.
Every Sunday at 10 a.m., tune into Your Financial Life with Pat Fitucci, a new show providing education and guidance to individuals actively saving for retirement and that are serious about reaching retirement goals. Your Financial Life, Sundays at 10 a.m.
You can join me for Avon 39, the walk to end breast cancer. 2 days and 39 miles. Sure, it's not easy, but that's what makes it worth it. Avon 39, the walk to end breast cancer in San Francisco, July 11th and 12th, registered at 39forbc.org.
I noted that tire tracks leading into the joint were different than the ones going out. Inside, clues were everywhere. Low prices, no appointment necessary. Someone needed new tires, and they needed them now.
Get up to $120 in mail-in rebates on select tires when you use the QuickLane credit card. QuickLane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com. Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with QuickLane credit card rebate or offer. See your participating QuickLane for details through 6/30/15.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a top tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-698-2121 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-698-2121, 1-800-698-2121. That's 1-800-698-2121.
Talk radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on KGO 810. But I said fire to the rain. Watch it burn as I touch your face. Let it burn while I cry, cause I heard it screaming out your name.
Love me some Adele. Yeah, no, she was an independent artist. We were talking about, Apple Music and how it may hurt independent artists get into the spotlight. Mm-hmm. But that's why they will still use Spotify. The independent artists will. You know, where it will be more difficult probably with Apple Music for people to break out.
But oh, so maybe
Adele,
those two things will fracture off.
She was independent.
Because people were saying, Apple Music will kill Spotify. But if Spotify becomes the place where you go to discover really, really, truly new, awesome music,
right,
then they've got something.
By the way, it was a great conversation that we had from 8:30 till 9 with Cheryl Priest Ainsworth, who's an entertainment and business attorney in Los Angeles and defends musicians, when they get ripped off. So it was a great conversation.
I was totally picturing the beginning credits to L.A. Law.
Right. You can check it out. You can always pick up the podcast at KGORadio.com. So
who did she say she was working with? Oh, Michael Jackson's estate. Yeah.
Yes, she's working that case right now. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the family didn't get some of their money. So
they just like to always check.
Litigation.
Are we getting our
on.
Money?
Yeah.
You got our money?
Mm-hmm.
Paying us our money?
And Karen, our board op, said we haven't heard from Adele for a while. I wonder if she's still having vocal cord problems because she had vocal cord issues. And
isn't she a mom?
No, there were issues with her vocal cords, for sure. And I don't know where that had to be 8 months going on a year. Yeah, at least I would think it going on a year for sure. And now, this might be good for those of you who hate on Nickelback. Chad Kroeger he's been diagnosed with a vocal cyst also, and they had to scrap all of their summer tour dates. This was announced today. Chad says, quote, "I'm sorry I have to interrupt this party this summer, and I'm definitely not thrilled with the prospect of being silent for a month, but
you know what?
You get a refund.
You may hear from Adele shortly. Remember the guest, Cheryl Priest Ainsworth, mentioned that Adele and Vampire Weekend were on a smaller label, and I'm just finding that today, the news came out today, but they Beggars Group is the label, and it finally signed on with Apple Music.
All right.
Which doesn't mean that she's working on a record, but her label is signing on with Apple Music. But I thought she was busy being a mom.
Well, she's probably, I don't know. I don't want, you can recover when you have a cyst removed, but there are people who can't. So it depends if, what the polyp looks like, what the cyst is, whether the vocal cords will perform the way they did before. It's a very, very delicate procedure.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
Julie Andrews had her entire career ruined because that operation didn't go so well. So if you sing for a living, it's a big deal.
Wait, I'm digging up even more. Pharrell Williams is working with her 20 minutes at a time, so maybe she's taking her time because her voice hurts.
Yeah.
Voice.
And let me say this. This applies to everyone. If you scream all the time when you're young, this will happen to you. Yeah.
That's why they talk like this. This is why people talk like this. Unless they're having lung cancer. Okay. but this that happens.
Your vocal cords go. Yes, especially as you get older. You try to hit those notes or you hit them continuously. And I think, Mariah, who, by the way, is about to marry a billionaire. And by the way, according to TMZ, she's only been dating this guy for a few weeks. But I was thinking in the back of my head, she might be thinking, I'm sure she has more money than she'll ever need in 10 lifetimes. But if things don't work out with the voice, like they don't seem as if they have been, she'll be married to a billionaire. So she'll never have to worry about anything. I don't think she does anyway. All right, let's get to the good news. Time for the good news, ladies and gentlemen. And let me see here. This is about a guy and his dog. So when your pet wakes you up in the middle of the night, you might get a little pissed off. Well, the next time that happens, remember this. This guy, Jack Demerle of Oklahoma City, recently woke up around 2 a.m. because his 160-pound St. Bernard, Dory, was whining and pacing around his bed. You know, and by the way, this guy looks like he's about in his 40s, somewhere in his 40s. He tried to calm her down and go back to sleep, but Dory wouldn't sleep. Then his cat started joining in. Don't you love that? Cats with the St. Bernard. St. Bernards are such awesome dogs, except for the slobber, but they're just wonderful animals. And that's when Jack finally smelled something. It turns out that someone in his family left a burner on the stove, and the house was filled with gas, and it was about to blow up.
Whoa.
Yeah, here we go.
Probably about 2 o'clock in the morning. Dory had been whining for a little while, kind of pacing around the bed, and she continued to whine a little bit. The cats were meowing at the same time. I remember the cats meowing very loud. The firefighters were talking, and they said, well, the worst case scenario is your house could have ended up in matchboxes across the street, which means it would have blown up. And I think we're going to go buy a big old steak for her because she likes food, and I think she deserved a steak tonight, no doubt about it.
For sure. And that's
I can't believe the animals didn't pass out.
No. Well, they have this, you know, of course they're going to have the sense that something's wrong. Something's not right. That's, well, St. Bernard especially.
I guess
they always come to
well,
the rescue.
Well, they have better
that's
noses, but
for.
The cat, yes. I wouldn't think so as much.
Well, probably fed into the intuition of the dog.
Oh, right. Yeah, if the dog's making noise, the cat's like, hey, shut up.
Or something's up. Apparently it was. They almost got blown up, so happy they didn't. All right, and also thank you to Kai Newkirk of 99 Rise. He was talking about the fact that we need to get rid of
Super PACs.
Yeah, super PACs are super whack.
Money in politics, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
At 99rise.org. All right, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great night. The John Bachelor Show is next on KGO 810.
Are you a type 2 diabetic suffering from numbness, tingling, stabbing, or burning nerve pains in your toes or feet? There is a new research study evaluating Metanex, a medical food in an investigational use for people with diabetic nerve pains. Center for Clinical Research, located in the Bay Area and staffed with board-certified physicians, is conducting this national diabetic peripheral neuropathy study. No health insurance is needed, and qualified participants will receive all study-related care at no charge, including doctor visits, study medication, and financial compensation for time and travel. If you're a type 2 diabetic who's been suffering from numbness, tingling, stabbing, or burning nerve pains in your toes or feet, you could qualify for this new diabetic nerve pain study evaluating Metanex. Call Center for Clinical Research at 800-363-1069. That's 800-363-1069. Call 800-363-1069.
Nothing's the same since you went away. My eyes are red, the sting and the pain, and I'm the only one to blame. Drowning in tears, don't know what to do. I've been crying forever since I ran out of you. I ran out of you. My dear contact lenses, no more contact lenses. I miss you most of all.
Download our app and get free expedited shipping on your first order. Never run out of contacts.
1-800-CONTACTS.
Back, we're back, I used to front like Angle at Mechanicsburg, Anchorage, and Dar es Salaam. We're home in New York with champagne and disco, tapes from LA / San Francisco. But actually, Oakland and Alameda, your girl was in Berkeley with a communist reader. Mine was in tune with a boombox and Walkman. I was a horrible girl that was back then.
Love's a love, the wisdom teeth are love. What you on about? I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my bones. I'm stronger now, I'm ready for the high. Such a modest mouth. I can't do it alone. I can't do it alone. Every time I see you in the world, you always step to my girl.
Thank you.
Ancestors told me that their girl was better. She's richer than Croesus, she's tougher than leather. I just ignored all the tales of a past life. Still conversation deserves but a bed knife. And punks who would laugh when they saw us together. Well, they didn't know how to dress for the weather. I could still see them there huddled on Astor. Snow falling slow to the sound of the master. The gloves are off, the wisdom teeth are out. What she on about? I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my bones. I'm stronger now. I'm ready for the house. Such a modest love. I can't do it alone. I can't do it alone.
San Jose, Oakland, a K